The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools of the mind-body connection for health and happiness. And a very warm welcome from me, your host, Dr. Phil Parker, to this episode.
Hi, Dr. Phil. We're talking about long COVID, and today I'm going to talk about a little research project just being launched in 2024. It's an early study. It's what's called a protocol, where we're finding out, does this actually work? Can we recruit people for research? And it's into yoga. Yoga. Now, yoga, as we know, has been around for thousands of years. Loads and loads of people use it. Lots of people swear by it. It's got lots of benefits. There is some research into yoga. This is using yoga specifically. Does yoga help people with long COVID? Now, at the moment, we don't know. That's why we're doing the research. There's lots of anecdotal stories, but research has been done in Sweden, and what they're doing is comparing yoga, a series of yoga sessions over a particular period of time. And you have to compare it because it's an RCT. In this case, they're comparing it with kind of health education, health promotion, so talking about health, what you can do to improve health. So both people are getting some kind of intervention, but one of them is yoga to see, does it make a difference? Now, we don't know the results yet. Be interesting to find out, probably take a year or so to find that out. What do you think? Do you think yoga will improve people's long COVID? Do you think it's possible that yoga could improve people's long COVID? Now, if you're coming from a very much, well, the body is completely separate from the mind, you still might be able to kind of go, well, yoga stretches the body, that could make sense. But of course, yoga is a much bigger thing than just stretching, if anybody is into yoga will tell you. So have a think about that. Does that challenge your view of, is it possible for yoga to make a difference to this viral condition or post-viral condition? Or is that entirely possible? And then next videos, I'm going to look at some research that I've been slightly involved with. So let's talk about that next time.
The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools and the mind-body connection for health and happiness. If you'd like to know more, please visit us at lightningprocess.co.uk.